The Savior of the World, Volume 3, Book 3, Poem 31, The Demoniac Restored. They reached the other side, and on low strand in country of the Gerasenes they land, come down to meet him, see terrific sight, man naked, savage, fierce, a sorer fright to the disciples than the storm, allayed by word of him who peace on instant bade. But here, a soul tossed by its secret pains, not to be held with fetters. Iron chains asunder rent he. No man's strength could hold this wretch, who night and day, through heat and cold, made awful wastes more hideous by his cries, gave terror to the tombs where, see, he plies sharp stones upon his flesh, and cuts and tears, and fearful shepherds from that region scares. And lo, the man saw Jesus from afar, cried out and ran and fell, but knew a bar twixt him and the Son of Man. What then have I to do with thee, thou Son of God Most High? Let me alone, nor torment with the sight of all thy grace. By God I thee adjure, leave me at large to wait the issue sure of thy last judgment. Why, before that day, wilt thou torment us? Prithee, go thy way. For Christ addressed him to that power within which drave the man to raging, rebel sin. Come forth, he bade, spirit unclean and vile, whose constant lust is to destroy, defile. What is thy name? And cowed he made reply, Legion, my name, for many devils cry and rage in this one soul given up to us. Nay, send us not away, but bid us thus. Say, get ye to that herd of swine ye see, enter to them and let this man go free. He gave them leave, and all the herd, distract by strange unease, put their brute strength in act. In sudden violent rush vent their distress, and plunge from precipice, hot foot to press to the cool waters of the sea for ease from intolerable burnings of disease. The men who fed them haste with panic tail to their masters in the city. What avail to feed and guard the swine when one doth come able to gulf 2,000 in that tomb of the deep sea whence none shall be restored? The man possessed with devils, sane is he, but at what cost? Nay, come ye out and see. And all the city came to see this thing, how rebel spirits succumbed to the king. There, terror of those wastes, the man sat low at feet of him who had subdued him so. Sat clothed, in garments the disciples lent, restored to sense and goodness, solely bent to keep him in the presence of the Lord, knew to deliver him with potent word. And were these glad to see their brother healed, to see that urgent need of men revealed, the power could reach the ultimate source of sin, spirits of evil let to rule within? Knew they no hellish promptings in their heart that they dared pray him from their coasts depart? Did no good angel hold them from that prayer, of whose presumption hardly were they ware? Who held them from their gains? An enemy, himself by right, should perish in that sea. And Christ, the Savior, yielded to their fear, for never prayer falls idle on his ear. The Gerasenes inhospitable land affords no spot of earth where he might stand to heal and teach and bless that barbarous race. Rejected, meek, took boat to quit the place. But who is this in haste and all distraught, with love and terror torn, urgent besought that he might be with him who knew to save? The Lord regarded with look, steadfast, grave this new disciple, faith and love discerned, knew how great longing for his service burned in that poor soul, late outcast of his kind. Return, saith he, to home and friends, and find amongst thine own how best thou shalt serve me. Declare to them how God hath dealt with thee. Now, will this man respond to that sure test Christ offers each disciple? laying hest, a task of lesser things, on him would great love task for him perform. The man went straight to his own city, published amongst them all how Christ alone was mighty to enthrall legions of rebel spirits, cast them out. This, told he, in Decapolis, round about coasts of that land which had the Lord refused, and set men marveling, while the tale they mused. Why, here a tale to scoff at! All men know, science the story flouted long ago. A joke, forsooth, that devils should on swine spend their fine spirit essence, half divine, that there be devils, spirits, power to deal with that which no man can see or feel. Nay, we be flesh and blood. We comprehend such things as reason sanctions. Let us end vain talk of devils, spirits of the air, able to reach our sprite, its motions, share. That which we see, believe we, right or wrong. The rest hold we but as an idle song. In sooth, we know not. Naught can answer these, accept, reject, with unconcern and ease. Like him went down to Ethiopia, we, bewildered, read, nor can the meaning see, this thing we know. In that tumultuous scene, our master moveth godlike, kind, serene. He seeks no audience, asks no ready praise, concerns him not to justify his ways. Rejected for his grace, he makes no plaint, but tender-wise lays he the soft constraint of his command upon the man he freed from awful bondage. This our simple creed. None other than the Christ hath been conceived by genius or of credulous souls believed, could move through like wild scene with grace benign, transcendent in simplicity divine. Not we what moves the strong demoniac know. Like figures skating on thin ice, we go. Speak of the weather, that man's easy gait, that other. Awkward, sorry we were late. Sudden, a crack. Quick sinks our airy grace, submerged in that cold dread unseen. No place we found. For in our cheerful hours condemned we as illusion, fear of powers, ill of intent who labor to destroy, we chose the pleasant paths and shunned annoy. This other thing we know. In awful hour, consumed of passion, hate, wild lust of power, our raging spirits tear their heedless way to end we covet, scorning reason's sway. Sudden we hear a word, "My son, be still." And all that tumult succumbs to his will, humbled and sorrowful, we seek our place at the dear feet of him whose godlike grace subdued demoniac more wild than we, and bade him forth, Christ's messenger to be.